The Same Page, written by Zero Tomene and read by Eos Rose. No matter what anyone says, Bradley hadn't planned the way things turned out. It wasn't like he'd fallen in love with Colin. He'd barely known him for a month, for Christ's sake. But he did like him a great deal, even if he was being unfairly slated as the bad boy around set, while Colin was so sweet and so innocent. His accent had taken a week or so to get used to, and his wicked sense of humor even longer, but once those barriers were out of place, he turned out to be a fun, likable sort of guy. A fun, likable, pretty sort of guy. Bradley would have had to have been blind not to see that. A fun, likable, pretty sort of guy who seemed able to relate just about everything to one or more of three things. Terry Pratchett, acting, or sex. A good percentage of Colin's jokes were absolutely filthy, and without ever once coming out and saying it, he managed to give a strong impression that he'd been around the block a couple of times. It was, Bradley found, both infuriating and incredibly sexy. He pulled Colin aside about a month after filming had started in France. Admittedly, once they were both a little worse the wear for a couple of bottles of wine after dinner with the rest of the cast, and demanded, "So, what about it then, Morgan?" For a moment, Colin had blinked at him, then shook his head. "What about what?" he drawled. "You know, the sex you keep on about." Colin's eyes widened. "You want to... with me?" Bradley frowned. "Yeah, why not? Neither of us will get all girly and stupid about it, and it's better than my hand. And it's better than banging some French guy. At least if it's you, then I'll understand what you're saying in bed. Most of the time, anyway," he added with a grin. Colin swallowed, lips tight at the corners. "Well then," he said hoarsely, "why not?" They made their excuses to everyone else and stumbled upstairs to Bradley's room, where Bradley slammed Colin up against the door the moment it was shut, mouth hot and insistent on Colin's, tongue sweeping over the full bottom lip which had been driving Bradley wild for days. Only when he got a satisfactory response from Colin did he move on. And really, Colin was very slow to make a move, kissing back slow and hesitant. Evidently, he thought Bradley was some kind of novice in gay sex, and he had to take things slowly for him. Well, Bradley would just have to show him otherwise. He pressed kisses along Colin's jawline, one hand tangled in Colin's hair, angling his head to just the right angle, the other fumbling at the button of his jeans. Colin's own hands were tentative on Bradley's shoulders, and he made no move to do anything with them, not moving lower to more interesting territory, or even clasping at Bradley's shoulders. Nothing. In fact, he seemed content to let Bradley set the pace, letting him maneuver him into whatever position he wanted, barely reacting beyond a little arching and a couple of breathy, almost unwilling moans. If he wanted Bradley to set the pace, Bradley would do exactly that. A pace which would show Colin once and for all that he, Bradley, was no novice. He shoved one hand into Colin's jeans, shoving his boxers aside and grasping Colin's cock without finesse, jerking it a couple of times. Colin gasped, hips jerking and head falling to one side before Bradley pulled it back to the position he wanted it in. "Bed," he said firmly, hoping that that would get Colin to reciprocate, to realize that Bradley was hardly a blushing virgin who needed protection. Colin let Bradley lead him to the bed in silence, but did finally make a move, perching on the edge, apparently unaware of his own hard cock, and pulling Bradley into the V of his legs, undoing his jeans and belt with a deft hand, and shoving jeans and underwear alike down past his knees. He glanced up at Bradley, who nodded in what he hoped was an encouraging manner, then back at his cock, swallowing again. Bradley stifled an undignified whimper of his own at the thought of those lips wrapped around his cock, fucking that mouth and that long, pale throat. He was sure Colin would have enough practice at this to have suppressed his gag reflex. To his frustration, Colin was still tentative as he leant forward, one hand keeping his balance on the bed, the other pulling gently on Bradley's cock, a touch which was more teasing than satisfying. After a couple more strokes, Bradley groaned, unable to hold it in any longer. "Oh, for God's sake, just suck it, would you?" he demanded, and didn't think twice about the way Colin stared up at him. "Come on, Colin, I've had enough of the shy virgin routine. I don't need it anymore." Colin's eyes went even wider at that, but he nodded. "Okay, so tell me how you like it then, and I'll, do what you want." Bradley grinned. "Suck me," he said, and his grin only widened as Colin leant forward and took the head of his cock into his mouth, carefully making sure that his teeth weren't grazing the sensitive skin, tonguing the slit and then tracing the bottom of the sensitive head with his tongue, before swallowing it down a little further. To Bradley's disappointment, he didn't seem able to take any more of it in, stopping when it hit the back of his throat and using his hand on the rest of it. It was good. Colin was doing all sorts of wonderful, inventive things with his tongue, but it wasn't quite what Bradley had had in mind. After a few moments, he pulled Colin off, stepping away and shucking out of his shoes and trousers before turning back to Colin and saying, "Is there anything you won't do?" Colin looked a little wary, but he shook his head. "Not that I know of," he hedged, and Bradley nodded. "Can I fuck you?" he asked bluntly, and though he hesitated, Colin nodded. "Knock yourself out," he said, apparently fighting for calm, his words rather absent. Bradley grinned. He wanted Colin fighting to keep his cool, didn't want the restraint his co-star had been showing so far. From all Colin's talk, this wasn't what he'd been expecting from him. "Well then," he said, "on the bed." "How do you want to do this?" Colin asked, standing and pulling his own jeans off rather awkwardly. Do you have a favorite position?" A chance to show Colin that he wasn't exactly new to all this wasn't one to pass up, and Bradley seized it eagerly. "I want you on your hands and knees for me," he said, keeping his voice low, watching Colin's face as his eyes darkened. "Begging me for it." "We'll see about the begging," Colin returned, and though he would kick himself for it later, Bradley completely missed the nervous undercurrent of the words. All he heard was a challenge, and he reacted accordingly. "Come on," he said insistently, "shirt off and on the bed." Colin stood, still looking a little wary, and unbuttoned his shirt with fingers which seemed a little more inept than usual, a little less sure. Bradley watched avidly for a moment before taking over, yanking the buttons up and pulling the shirt off impatiently. "God, what's wrong with you?" he asked, fond but edgy, and let Colin off when he simply shrugged. "Never mind," he sighed, and Colin stepped forwards, naked and unsure, slipping an arm tentatively around Bradley's shoulders. "I'm sorry," he breathed against his lips. "I just don't want to do anything wrong." He didn't wait for a reply, kissing Bradley firmly, if a little clumsily. Bradley responded, kissing him back and letting his hand slide down the long length of Colin's back to his arse, his message clear. Colin broke the kiss with a gasp, hips jerking forwards and away from Bradley's hands, but that move just brought him flush with Bradley's body. Bradley laughed against his neck before pulling back. On the bed, Call, he said firmly. Like I said, on your hands and knees. For a moment, it was all legs and arms everywhere before Colin found his balance and managed to get into a decent position. Bradley took a moment to find lube and a condom, rolling it onto himself and slicking up his cock, taking the time to enjoy the feel of his own hand on himself before positioning himself behind Colin, two fingers slick with lube. Bradley, Colin said quickly, take it easy, yeah? Oh, come on, Colin, lighten up a bit, Bradley said absently, one finger circling Colin's hole, and he eased it in before Colin could open his mouth to reply. Anything his co-star might have been planning to say was replaced by a gasp. Bradley was maybe a little less careful preparing Colin than he should have been, thorough, but not particularly gentle, and he maybe should have prepared him for a little longer, loosened him up a little more, before entering him. But Colin didn't say anything, and he didn't seem to be in any pain, so Bradley figured things were probably okay. Colin was tight, gloriously, wonderfully tight, almost painfully so, ripping Bradley's cock tightly, the muscles of his arse clenching around him. Call, relax, would you? He gasped out. I can't move until you relax. I'm trying. Colin's voice sounded rather strained, and he'd moved his weight from his hands to his elbows, head hung down between his shoulders, forehead touching the bedspread. It's big. Bradley couldn't quite stifle a feeling of satisfaction at that. And as he felt Colin's arse relax a little around him, still tight, still fantastically tight, but no longer holding him in quite so vice-like a grip, he pulled out a little and gave a shallow little thrust. Colin's breath hitched. You okay? He asked carefully, and Colin nodded. He managed, breath coming in pants. Carefully, Bradley thrust again, angling his hips differently, and when Colin jerked under him, he grinned. Feel good? He asked teasingly. Colin nodded again, but said nothing, and Bradley took that as an invitation to start fucking him in earnest, thrusting into him with very little thought for capacity or tolerance. Colin was, after all, used to this. When he came, he collapsed on top of Colin, jerking his co-star's cock until he spilt over Bradley's hand, and then let himself just lie there for a few moments, his breathing coming back down to normal. That was good, he managed finally. Really good. We should do it again sometime. Colin's expression was rather wooden. Yeah, he agreed quietly. Why not? It became a regular sort of thing with them. After a tough scene or a long day, it became just another way to unwind. And if Colin was less responsive than Bradley had imagined he would be, if he was a bit quiet and cool around Bradley most of the time, well, he could ignore it for the most part. He managed to ignore it for 3 weeks before finally losing his cool. They'd barely started anything. An evening with Buffy had been derailed by Bradley, and they'd been kissing on Colin's bed for a few minutes, Bradley between Colin's legs, one hand on Colin's leg. And that was when he realized that, yet again, Colin was only responding as much as necessary. His hands were loose on Bradley's back, and frankly, Bradley could probably have got more reaction out of a blow-up doll. He pushed himself off the bed, wiping his mouth with the back of his hand, and glared down at Colin, who was staring back up at him, lips red and wet with kissing, eyes confused. What the fuck, Morgan? He demanded. Seriously, what the fuck? Colin frowned back at him. What the fuck what, Bradley? What are you talking about? This, your cold fish act, whatever. He gestured at the bed, still glaring. I don't have a cold fish act, thank you very much, Colin snapped, rolling off the bed and standing to face him. Yes, you bloody do. Every time I try and do anything, you just lie there like it's nothing, and I'm fed up of it. Look, I'm trying, all right. I'm starting trying, but you can't expect me to get all this just like that, Colin hissed. So you don't want some chai virgin routine? Fine, but you're just going to have to bear with me while I get the hang of all this. Christ, it's not like you've made it easy pushing me all the time. What, you couldn't have a bit of patience, James? Just like that, the fight left Bradley. What? He said, confused. What? Colin sighed. Fuck it. It doesn't matter, he said morosely. Like you'd even care. Bradley grabbed his wrist, forcing him to look back at him. Colin, what are you talking about? He demanded. What do you mean, virgin? Oh, sod off, Bradley. Like you don't know, Colin returned. But it lacked heat, don't you? Well, evidently not. Look, I just thought you were treating me with kid gloves. I didn't want that, you know? It's not like I haven't done this sort of thing before. Colin swallowed. Yeah, well, he said very quietly, maybe I'm the one who needed the kid gloves. Bradley dropped his wrist as though it burnt him, staring at him with a sick feeling in his stomach. What? You'd never... When we... Colin turned to the bed, straightening the sheets absently and plumping the pillows, and Bradley recognized a defense tactic when he saw one. I just never really got round to it. Never got round to... Oh, Jesus. Colin, you idiot! I thought you'd, you know, been there, done that sort of thing, the way you talked. I thought... He bit his lip. Shit. If I'd known... He stared at Colin in silence for a long moment. Why didn't you tell me? I wouldn't have taken things like that if I'd just known. Colin sat on the bed and stared down at his hands for a long moment. Yeah, well... He didn't look up as he spoke, his voice very low. I was embarrassed. Bradley stared at him, then shook his head. I'm sorry, he said, equally low. I'm really fucking sorry. He ran a hand through his hair and paused. Look, I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Colin looked up quickly, and Bradley hastened to reassure him. I'm not running out on you. I just have to think. I have to think. He left without looking back. For a few minutes, he sat outside Colin's door in silence, unsure of where to go. Then he headed to Angel's room. When she answered his knocking, he all but pounced on her. Angel, I need a favor. If this is another of your stupid pranks... I promise it's not, he said quickly. I just need a favor. Bradley, it's 11:30, and I've got an early call tomorrow. She met his eyes and sighed. Oh, you'd better come in, then. She settled him at her desk chair and sat cross-legged opposite him on the bed. Now, what is it? It's about Colin. The scenes between Merlin and Arthur the next morning were strained at best. But Bradley did find a moment to get Colin alone and say, awkwardly, Would you come to my room tonight sometime? Say, about 8:30-ish? Colin looked at him, a little wary and a little hurt, and Bradley realized with a jolt that that look had been on Colin's face for a couple of weeks now when he looked at Bradley. 8:30-ish, he corrected quickly. What for? He asked. I mean, it's not some kind of guilt date thing, is it? Because that's kind of shutting the stable door after the horse has bolted. Bradley winced a little. Not exactly. Look, just come, would you? A flicker of humor in Colin's eyes reassured him. "I'll be there," he agreed, and turned away. "Orby Square," Bradley called after him, and was rewarded by a faint chuckle. Maybe things weren't so unsalvageable after all. At 8:45, long enough after 8:30 that Bradley was beginning to worry, Colin knocked on the door to his room in his normal casual shirt and jeans, looking partly defiant and partly nervous. "You wanted to see me?" he said rather ironically, and Bradley huffed a laugh. "Yes," he agreed. "Yes, come in." Colin shot him an amused glance and let Bradley usher him to the room's one uncomfortable chair. "So what's the deal?" he asked, his thicker-than-usual accent the only indication that he was a little nervous. "Well, firstly, it's absolutely not a date," Bradley said quickly. "It's just a meeting between two people who might or might not be going out together. You know, only if you wanted. It's not like you have to, or anything, at all." Colin's eyes crinkled a little. "Bradley, if you're trying to ask me out, you're not doing it very well." Bradley sighed. "Look," he sat heavily on the bed, "I really screwed up. I had no idea that you'd never done it before, from the way you'd been talking. Not that it matters, I just assumed, and I should have checked. If I'd known that it was your first time, I would never have been so forceful, I guess." "I never pegged you for the sensitive type," Colin joked weakly. Bradley chuckled. "Nah, it's not really me. But, you know, I'm a bit more sensitive than that." "Well then," Colin slid forward on his chair, resting his elbows on his knees and clasping his hands together. "Show me just how sensitive you can be, then." They didn't do anything particularly exciting. They went out and got some pizza and cheap red wine, taking it back to Bradley's hotel room, and for once taking the time to enjoy each other's company rather than rushing straight into sex as they had been before. Finally, Colin put the mug he'd been drinking wine from down and turned to Bradley. "So, hypothetically," he said, his eyes flickering down to Bradley's lips momentarily before looking back up at Bradley. "If this was my first time again, how would you do it?" Bradley took one last gulp of his red wine and put his own tooth mug down, standing up and pulling Colin towards him, gently this time. "Well, first," he said quietly, "I'd take my time kissing you, not race through it like I did last time." He pressed a chaste kiss to Colin's lips. "Making sure you were all right with it?" "So far, so good," Colin agreed, licking his lips. Bradley took full advantage of it, kissing him properly, one hand going low on Colin's back to pull him closer, waiting until Colin responded properly before deepening the kiss. "And then," he said, his voice very low, "if you were standing there like a lemon, not doing anything..." His voice was fond enough that Colin just smiled. "I'd tell you that you can put your hands wherever you like while we're doing this. And kissing back is a requirement. Come on, you can't tell me that you've never kissed before." "I've never kissed you before. Not really," Colin pointed out, and Bradley smiled. "True." They kissed for a moment longer, Bradley letting Colin get his confidence up before murmuring, "Then, if we're both on the same page, I'd suggest maybe we move this somewhere more comfortable." Colin glanced around and looked at the bed. "Like..." He swallowed nervously. "Hey, if you don't want to," Bradley said quickly, "that's just fine." No, I do. It's just, you know, how's this going to go?" however you want it to, honestly, Bradley reassured him. We can end this here, if you like, and work up to it. Bit silly when you've been fucking me for a month already, Colin said as offhandedly as he could. But that just made Bradley flinch. Yeah, which was stupid of me, he said firmly. This goes as far as you want, and no further. Well then, he said slowly, bet it is. He looked up at Bradley through his lashes. Show me what this thing is supposed to be like. The next morning, Bradley woke to Colin kissing his way down his body, his eyes hot and wicked as he glanced up at Bradley. So, this sex nonsense, he said conversationally, pausing at his navel and holding Bradley's gaze with ease. Turns out it's not so horrible, after all. Really? Bradley asked, relieved, then paused. Hey, it was never horrible. It was just ill-timed. Colin's chuckle was effortlessly filthy. Maybe so, but it's much more fun now. As his co-star and lover sucked the head of his morning erection into his mouth, a move he wouldn't have dreamt of making just the day before, Bradley couldn't help but agree. Being on the same page made everything so much easier. The end,